Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Nutter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves His people so much. Sometimes people don't realize how much God truly loves them. And when people grow up in such a dark world, if somebody is exceptionally nice, one of the first thoughts is suspicion. They must be up to something. They must want something that I have. And so many people have not known God, how He is. If you don't relate to Him, you won't know Him. And you won't know what He's like. So people do their best in their own way to represent Him. Or whatever they think, that it seems real to them. Many times people don't really know the Lord. And when we study His Word, and I've noticed this among many preachers and Christians, those that love God, they're kind of puzzled at the wonderful love that He has. Now, Isaiah said, and I'm going to read it, Isaiah chapter 11. It shows us something about all of us coming out of darkness. Nobody just rushed to serve the Lord. Something happened that alerted us to His goodness. And once that was in place, then we began to look at Him. That's Isaiah 53, I'm sorry. But the Lord loves us. And he thought of everything a long time ago. He made us in His image. But we have an enemy that tries to misrepresent who God is. And I was reading a scripture at a friend of mine's funeral. But the Lord gave me this to share with the people at the funeral. That the first authority figures shape the way the children see God. The first authority figures in our lives shape the way we see God. Primarily parents, grandparents, teachers, then uncles, aunts, so forth. The people around us represent God to us. And if a family is very tight, they don't spend much money. It's going to be very difficult for the children to believe that God is generous. If you see your father and your mother, they may have little to work with, and they give you what you need to live with. Even if they have it, they give you just what you need. They're not generous parents. And some people are rich that are that way. They're rich, but they're not generous. They live off a little bit and save a lot. And people, you know, the children raised by them, they'll believe that God is that way. But children that come from a very loving home and have mature parents, when they read the Word, it's easier for them to believe that God is like their parents. So forth. So it is with people that are mean. They're going to think that God is mean. But the Lord is perfectly generous for us. He made us in his image. He didn't have to make us in His image in the first place. And whenever He gave man something, you can study all the way through the Word of God, He gave His very best. And then when we did wrong, He sent prophets to warn us and steer us back on course. He's doing that now in modern times just before His mighty return. He's alerting us to what we need to be doing. Dana Coverstone said, brace yourself. Go back and reconsider your whole life. And the things that's not right, get rid of it. The things that's right, strengthen it. Look into Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. If you're born again and you've been going to church all your life, and you think you know the Lord, go study the Word of God and you'll know whether you really know Him or not. Are you walking with him? Are you talking to him? Is he talking to you? Is he guiding you? Are you responding to the guidance that he's given you? Are you listening to the prophets that he set for? Do you judge the prophets? Now, once God says something, it's done. It's a done deal. It's going to happen, just like the prophet said. If the prophet is right, if he walked with the Lord, you can bank on it. It's going to work. Everything that Jesus said is happening. And the enemy's busy trying to make it look like it's not going to work. Jesus said his return is imminent. And lately he's been saying it's abrupt, which means any moment now, without warning. But the enemy will use situations to make it look like it's not going to happen. So you got to believe God. You know, at the end of the day, you're in the same situation Adam was in. You can either listen to the Lord at face value, or you can listen to the lying serpent and take him at face value. It's up to you. But I say, trust the Lord. God is good. And that's why I always start to broadcast that he's moving mightily by his spirit. The Lord is searching for people that will link up with him. Now listen to Isaiah chapter 53. Many people are skeptic. You ever wonder what started your skepticism, if you're skeptical against God, or skeptical against those that love you? Where did it start and why? These are the questions. If you get answered right, you can make a better judgment. Now, Isaiah 53, now this is the word of God. Isaiah 53 verse 1 says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." He's talking about Jesus. He wasn't the smoothest looking charismatic leader that people were looking for. He was a common looking man. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." Now watch this part. "And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not." The one that came to save us was not welcome. People tell you about Jesus and people say, "Well, I don't need nobody to I'm all right." People act like that. They're going to die. When they die, they fall off the earth. And then when they fall off into hell, "Why, Lord, nobody told me." But the people the Lord sent, you still got to use your faith. See, he already paid for your sins. I say that all the time. He did everything to get rid of your sins. Your part is not work. You can't work your way off the planet. Your works won't cause you to live forever. It's your faith in what Jesus did for you, because you could not do this yourself. Now that slaps people of pride upside the head. When people are proud, they think they can do it, and they cannot. Hell is full of people that thought they could get off earth by themselves. People in hell, there's hell is full of folks and trying to get more people to deny Christ so that they'll go to hell. And work that, all the religions that Satan started, all of them have this in common, is salvation by works. It's what I don't do. It's what I perform. How many times I pray. None of that's going to get you to heaven. It's your faith in what Jesus did. And then he said, "Let your light shine." And people will argue all day long about the Bible and what they think is right. But the things that wins arguments is a life that loves God. When you live according to the word of God, when you love like God loves, the more you, people can tell when you're trying to. When you're trying to do what's right. When you say, "No, I don't do that." Or I quit drinking. I don't drink no more. I don't do drugs no more. I gave it up. and then if you have an opportunity to steal and nobody ever know it, you have enough integrity not to do it. You do what's right, and you do it boldly. These things don't make you saved. The blood of Jesus did that. But your life is honoring God now, and you don't want to do wrong. You want to treat people like you want to be treated. You want to respect another man's wife just like you would want somebody to respect yours. See, when you get saved, you get changed. There's a change in you now. Those who believe on Jesus, there's a great change. You want what's right, and that's it. And then the enemy try to tempt you and get you back off track. And for that, you have to study the word so that you can withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. This is not without a fight. You have to fight back. And the word of God will help you do it. You can't just get angry. You have to fill your heart with his word. And then you have to fight spiritually. Fighting spiritually is different and better than fighting naturally. Anybody can get a gun and pull the trigger. You don't have to have much sense to do that. But you have to have the word of God in you to resist the influences of Satan. You can't fight a spirit in a natural manner. You just can't do it. You have to win. The way you win against Satan is let your light shine. Let the life that God gave you, live it out. And you'll embarrass Satan. I love it. Now, back to how people treat the love of God. He said he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. That's how people have treated Christ until they get to know him and realize the danger that he got us out of. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And every broadcast is free. Go by the dates. LLM is the radio broadcast. They're titled LLM for Living Letter Ministries. And then the date that it first aired. And it's on now. And it'll be on now until the whole worldwide internet is destroyed. God loves us. And we're going to keep this website going as long as possible. Now, again, I'm going to read verse 3 again. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. This is, you know, our children go to college, and there are many college professors, especially in the English classes, they are atheists, and they speak evil about Christ. And he came to save them too. There are preachers that they compromise with the world, and they don't teach what Jesus said. They dishonor him too. Then individuals, you tell people about Jesus, how they can live forever. They act like you said nothing and go sin on purpose. And there's no intent to change their mind. If people don't receive the word of God, how can they come out of this alive? See, salvation is not just an insurance policy to keep you from going to hell and to help you go to heaven. It's much more than that. Your life can be lived to honor God. You can raise your family in the love of God. You can love your wife like God loves you. You can love your children like God loves you. You can love your friend like God loves you. You can love those that are mean like God loves you. Now watch this. If you have a boss that's contrary, that you don't like, you can love that boss with the strength of the Lord, and just like God loves you. Some people will say, well, that ain't worth it. And some people will ask, is it worth it? I say it's worth it. If you can get a man, if you can love people, and that's just something we need to do anyway. I don't do that to get a gift. But the love of God opens people's eyes. And I appreciate everybody that was involved with me coming to an understanding of the Lord. Because I did the same thing that Isaiah just talked about. My cousin told me about Jesus. He explained it. Now, I went to church all my life. And kids will act right around their parents like I did. I didn't hate God, but I didn't, when I was a kid, I just wanted to play. And I thought it was good that God loves. I used to like to go to church, but I didn't get saved. But when I was 10, my cousin explained to me what Jesus came to do for us. And I used to ride mini bikes, and I wanted to know what to do in case I got killed. I didn't mean God any harm, but I didn't ask him to save me. I wanted to know what to do in case I got killed. I kind of thought my salvation was up to God. Then when I got a little older, I still didn't get saved because I had to make up my mind. I saw so many people do wrong that said they love God. I said, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it right. Now, you feel like I did. You want to do right. And I wanted to know that I wanted to do right. And I wanted to know that I would do right. And I didn't think I could do it. And the Lord had patience with me. When I started understanding sin, one day the Lord said, "You're on your own now." I'm glad that I didn't die before I got saved. I was almost 20 years old. I was 19, 3 weeks away from my 20th birthday when I asked the Lord to save me. And he did. And once I said, "Lord, I love you. I don't ever want to go back to the world." And I drew near to the Lord and learned about it. And that kept me out of so much trouble. It blessed my life in so many ways. I thank God for every time he taught me something. That's why I have so much enthusiasm about what God can do in our lives. God is real, folks. No matter what you've been taught, no matter how you think, no matter how you were raised, no matter where you came from, God loves you. And you're just going to have to get to know him and find out how generous and wonderful he is for yourself. You can't trust dead opinions. You can't trust the persuasions of other people. Sometimes they're activated by Satan himself. So you got to trust God. The enemy sets you up to fail, but the trap that you're stuck in, Jesus came and sprung that trap. You just got to listen to him and believe him. Now remember, his return is abrupt. He's not going to wait for you. You're just going to have to get saved before he happened to come here. Because when he come, those that love evil, he's going to send strong delusion. See, when God take his people off the earth and all the graves, see, a lot of people say, "Well, this person was saved, that person was saved." Most people get a Christian burial. All of them are not saved. But the ones that are, the graves are going to open up all over the world. Every grave is going to be an empty hole. And it's going to be physical. You can look and see that it's empty. Somebody came out of it. A man had a dream, a vision of it. And he saw that the graves all over the world were empty and the people disappeared. When that happened, a lot of people that were phony and hard-hearted and lustful and greedy and liars and homosexual and fornicators, they're going to want to repent and get saved. But God's going to send strong delusion so they'll believe a lie. They didn't want God. And God had to make a plan for people that said that they just proved they didn't want him. See, that time is up. The only people that will survive after the rapture are those who don't take the mark of the beast and those who learn how to hide. And those who get to know the Lord, they may not have heard before. See, there will be people, there's going to always be people saved. And see, the grace of God is going to extend until Christ comes and touch the ground. There will be people that will survive in the tribulation. A lot of people are going to love God so much, they are rather... the governments of this world will kill them if they don't deny Christ and take that mark, just like it's prophesied. See, the Lord had to make a plan for every situation. Now, those that judge themselves, they won't be judged. They're out of the judgment process. Those that get saved, they're out of the judgment process. And those that are Christians and they know they did wrong somewhere, if they judge themselves, they're out of the judgment process. But then those that are Christians and then they went back to play with the world, they're going to get judged. God is not going to take sin to heaven, my friend. He's going to take his people and that's it. He's not going to take sinners to heaven. No matter what you've been taught, no matter how you've been taught, no matter what bishop said it, no matter what television evangelist said it, God is going to only take his people that are washed in the blood. And if they were in, he told me this a few weeks ago, those who, if they were in Adam's position all over again, these are the kind of people he's going to take to heaven. They will not eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They will not steal. They will not kill. They will not destroy. They are safe. They love God, and they won't do anybody wrong. They don't commit adultery, fornication. They're not homosexual. Everything else will be left here. They're not thieves. They do what they're supposed to, because they've been enabled to do it. These are the only kind of people that's going to make the rapture. People that worship God in spirit and in truth. There's no darkness in their life. If you know that there's darkness in your life, if there's people that you need to forgive, then forgive them so that you can live forever. It's worth it. It's time for people to stop fooling around with this lousy world and do it God's way. I love God. I love his people. I want every soul possible to be saved, because God invited you to a glorious redemption. And some people don't want it. Jesus taught us many parables about those who, how people respond to his love. He had the parable of the sower, the way people hear the word, the parable of the wheat and the tares. Some people love the world. Some people love God through Christ. And they mean it, and their life is worship. And then the parable of the wedding supper. The man invited everybody to the wedding, and all of his friends, they didn't want to come. They had something else to do. Then the Lord went out to the highways and hedges and found people that really wanted to be there. And he invited them. So it's important. That's what's happening now. And I want you to know what God can do through you. These are the things, see, that make sense. When the Lord put his, he loves us and he cares about us in every way and capacity. But we have to take him at his word. We have to love him and be true to him. We have to go forward doing his word. If you go forward and do his word, then he can help you and help you go forward. Don't look at your efforts and what you know and what you don't know and how you may feel. Always go by the word of God. You can always trust the word of God. You can always live by the word of God. You can always link up to what God is doing. You can always draw near and get an understanding if you don't know. You don't have to sit back and die. And you don't have to let people tell you and preach to you anything that they want to. You need to follow God yourself. Every man is responsible for his own salvation. You can't trust in preachers. But when the Lord used true prophets and true preachers and true teachers to help you learn, receive what he said, it works. You'll know it by the Holy Spirit. When things are not right, when people talk phony doctrines, it just didn't sit well with me. And I started asking questions. That's how I came out of it. If you don't question it, if it don't sit well with you and you go along with it, then you just believe in a lie. And I'm responsible for how I respond in this life. And I said, well, Lord, I want to make sure that I do what you say, and the way you, however you want to do it, that's what I want to be found doing. And I want to do it your way. I don't know what I'm, sometimes I just tell them, I don't know what I'm doing. And I need to do better here. I don't know how to, I don't know the best way to do this. And then he'll respond. He'll show me in the word. But watch this. When I started reading chapters, it became easier to receive the things that he was saying. It was easier to receive and easier to perform, because I'm using his strength and not mine. I believe that the things that he taught me to do, I use it in my life. And that's the only way to keep it. You have to practice it. Otherwise, you can forget something important. Now, the enemy is out there. If you didn't have the enemy distracting you and trying to get you to do wrong, it would be so easy. And it really is easy. It's easier to fight and win than to let the enemy seduce you. It's easy to get an understanding than to go along with foolishness. And the Lord taught me so many wonderful lessons. And they're on the website. I put a lot of stuff on the website. The radio broadcast is only 15 minutes, and a lot of people are just getting started when they listen. So the Lord looks at the whole radio broadcast. He loves them. And if I teach greater things, people weren't ready to hear it, it'll go over their head. So he gave me the website broadcast. If you're a student and you want to learn, you can hear what the Lord has given. But he's using me as an instrument. He gives me the knowledge and he knows what people need. That's where the anointing comes in. I don't know what people need. So many people go to church and the pastor say things that hit the spot. And people think the pastor know their business. No, the pastor just went in the prayer room, and the Lord knows you personally. So the Holy Spirit is capable on this planet of saying to you what you really need the most. That's how we do it. That's why real preachers are set apart from those that are not real preachers. Those that are anointed. And even anointed people can do wrong. Some people are anointed. They can say what you need, but they may not go to hell themselves. I mean, they may not go to heaven at all, even though they're being used by God. So you still got responsible for your own salvation. Paul said that he didn't want to be a castaway. Now, he preached the word, but he didn't want to be a castaway. And I don't either. I want to go to heaven just like everybody else. So, in my personal life, I live for God. But when I'm preaching, I just yield to him. And he helped me say what's necessary. And it's possible to preach God's word and still go to hell. All you got to do is give in to darkness somewhere. Get in strife with your brother. Lust after some silly woman. Or steal something that don't belong to you. And don't repent. It's not hard to go to hell. But it's easier to go to heaven with Christ. And that's what, you know, I want my whole life to represent him. He deserves the best. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Remember, don't work for salvation. Receive what Jesus did. We don't earn salvation in the first place. We receive it. Receive salvation and then receive his word. And use his word in your life. Live by his strength, not yours. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. And let the yokes be broken.